Shalom and Vracha. We are starting the Shir HaMalos. As we mentioned, there are 15 of them. And the Maral and the Agoda, by the 15 Malos Toivos, by the Dayenu, says it's split up into three groups of five. One group is the going out of slavery, how we deal with Golas and get out of it. That's to bring us to the basic level. The second level is the Hashgocha Miuchedes, the miracles we saw by Kriyas Yamsef and the Midbar, the Mon, etc. And the third set is the Madrega Elyona, the high level of Klal Yisrael, being the nation which is Dovek Bashem. We have closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shabbos, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdosh, which is the highest level of Hashiras HaShchina, Tveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said, that David HaMelech said these 15 to preserve the world from being flooded at the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which basically, symbolically, is telling us that the world, the physical side of the world, should just be flooded with water, because water just should surround the entire world. The reason why it's not so is because Hashem set up the world for us to live in, for our avodas Hashem. The entire world and the entire universe was created just for Klal Yisrael, because we are the only ones that can make a difference. When we do mitzvahs, it changes the configuration of all the hashpoyas into this world from the highest levels of Kedusha and brings Barucha and Yeshuas into the world. And Chas v'Shalom, we do Averis the other way around. Everybody else in the creation, even human beings, if they're not Jewish, they survive, but they don't make any changes in the nature of the world. Kamavan, the collective Avodas Hashem of Klal Yisrael, brings us through the Golos to the Gula. So today we'll start with the first one. Mizmor Kuf Chof Shir HaMalos El Hashem Batzarasi LiKarasi VaYaneini. So this is connected to the first group of the five. When we're in Sora, when we're in Golos, Hashem Atzil Enashim Yisras Shekim Miloshin Remia, I'm surrounded by those who are wicked people that are talking lies, dishonest. That's Klal Yisrael in Golos. We're living amongst the nations of the world which are dishonest and dishonest in the way they relate to life, dishonest the way they relate to Klal Yisrael. We all feel it nowadays. They're degrading Klal Yisrael and saying the most horrible things about us. What is David HaMelech saying in such situations? Karosi v'yaneini. I don't let myself be broken by such situations, be frustrated to the point that cannot function. Adarabba, I know this is part of Golas. Hashem set up Golas that we come into contact and we live even to a certain degree under the jurisdiction of those who hate us. For us to focus at Hatiftuhu ben Adivan, don't depend on them. Don't depend on any Goyim, not in Europe, not even in America. Karasi v'aneinu, I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that Tzoros are just there and Golas is just here. For us to focus, I'm different than everybody else. I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything else that they have is Sva Sheker Loshen Remia. We should not be dazzled by all kind of ideals and things that they seem to have. It's all Sheker. Mayitin Lecha Mayosev Loch Loshen Remia. I say to myself, even sometimes it looks like Derech Hashom Tzolecho, people that are dishonest, people have values that have no real value. Sometimes it looks like they're succeeding, but I have to know it doesn't bring them anything. Like we said, if it's not the Loshon of Torah, Avod Gemil Chasodim, it's not going to do anything and not change anything. The only thing that really has power in the world is Akoyach HaDibur, the Dibur of Klal Yisrael, of Karosi V'Yanini. I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings Yeshuas. Chitze Gibum Shenunim Rengachli Resomim. Sometimes it looks that their ammunition is very sharp and fine-tuned. They have coals that are very hot burning coals that they're shooting us, and we went through that. Oili kigalti meshech shochati moli kedo. The Radak says this refers to meshech is people that the Western world that go with a Christian religion, and kedar is Yishmaelim, Islam. Woe to me that I have to live amongst the Muslim world, the Christian world, with their Sfas Sheker, Loshen Remiya. But once again, that's my state. But I realize it's not for me to assimilate into them, incorporate their ideals by me, to realize that I'm different. Whatever they're doing will not be Moisif and won't give me anything good. My Yitin and my Yosef, it's all Sheker. We have the Keshe of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's where we go through Golos, and that's going to bring us out of Golos. I'm living amongst people that hate peace, and we see that all around us in the entire world. It's not going to deter us. We want Shalom. The starting point of Shalom has to be within Klal Yisrael. If we have Shalom between us, and Shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirtz Hashem, they'll bring the Geula, they'll bring Shalom, Al Kol Olam, and take us out of this long Golos.